DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
And welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
Fuck
I'm Sam. The rest of you.
I'm Dan. Back from the dead.
Ish.
This week, kinda.
Quick question. Samantha, how close to Cleveland are you?
About 2.5 hours.
Oh, thank God you're safe.
Why?
The terrorists are targeting Cleveland.
Why? There's so many better places.
This, oh my God, we had so much fun with this today. Legitimate news story that federal agents thwarted a terrorist attack on Cleveland.
Those are some local-minded terrorists.
Because the terrorists know if they can take out the Cleveland Browns and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, America's gonna crumble.
Oh, I haven't laughed like that since I was a little girl.
I wish you could see my face right now.
That look of disgust
like
and disdain.
That's the reaction I think America would have.
The fuck?
Yeah. I just...
Even like Clevelanders would be like, yeah, we need to start over with the Browns. It's fine.
Yeah, go ahead and take them out. We'll get a new one. It's cool. We'll rename them.
I just can't imagine terrorists sitting around in a cave going, what city would be most impacted by an attack?
Cleveland!
Take out Cleveland! Fuck Cleveland!
Fuck the Browns! They always lose!
I've bet 700 dirt clods every year on the Browns!
And like clockwork,
fucked.
They lose! I told you you should have bet on the Eagles. Fuck you!
I'm taking your goat. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking your goat.
God, that makes me think of Don't Mess With the Zohan.
We are so fucking racist on this.
Yes, yes. disclaimer.
Here's the thing. Go 2 hours downstate to Columbus. That's where actually, we're not in a great spot. We're actually pretty prime for attack because we provide all of the communications, internet, and services, all the cables and everything to D.C.,
See? Much better.
Well, maybe they think because Ohio is like one of the prime states in presidential elections. Like, if you win Ohio, you could potentially take the presidency. So maybe they thought, well, if we take out Cleveland.
maybe they just had their Ohio town names wrong, you know?
Maybe they were thinking of Oklahoma.
I know it starts with a C.
No. I know. Cleveland is actually used a lot to shoot New York scenes in movies because there are areas that look very similar. So they're probably like watching a lot of movies because we know that terrorists love Western films. And dictators. So they're probably just watching some movies and like, that's not New York. Where is that? It's Cleveland. This movie was terrible. Let's blow up Cleveland.
Again, fuck Cleveland.
Fuck Cleveland. And their stupid fucking Indians baseball team.
Hey. That one would not.
That was a low blow, apparently.
No.
You watch your mouth.
No. Even Cleveland's like, yeah, we need to start over.
We get it.
No. Indians are fine. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Raw nerve.
Do not incur the wrath of Menstrata, for God's sake.
I guess.
She's like, fuck Cleveland, except for the Indians.
That's fair. Well, Sam, you and I are a little bit more friendly now. Never knew you were a baseball fan.
Yes, I am. I love baseball.
Do you need a moment alone?
Yes, leave. We don't need you anymore.
Got better things to do anyway.
Sorry, Sam, I'm a Mariners fan through and through.
Oh, that's okay. You're not any better.
Not really, no. Actually, we're doing rather well this year, but yeah. No, it's wonderful. My wife and I are going to go watch the Dodgers and the Mariners play in August up in Seattle. And I'm actually looking forward to it because I actually believe the Mariners might have a chance to molly stomp the shit out of the Dodgers.
Until he shows up and then his, you know, curse of Danny just...
Every game I have gone to in Seattle, we have won. We beat the Yankees the first time I went. We beat the Yankees
yes,
the second
but
time
your,
we went.
Your Luddite powers have transferred from computers, and I think it's going to go to sports.
But that's the thing. It's like, you know, apparently my Luddite powers and reinforced the natural wood in all of the baseball bats. And just, we hit further, and we play faster, we play better. I don't know what it is. Stupid superpower number two. If I visit a sporting event, my team wins. But I can't afford to go all to the game, so I only get to go to once in a while, so it really doesn't make a difference.
Get on over to Cleveland, help them out.
No! They're primed for terrorist attacks. Didn't you know?
Until you get over there.
Yeah,
and then they win. They're like, well, maybe Cleveland not so bad.
Maybe we blow up New England. Nobody liking New England anyway.
Why is he Italian now?
He's working on his new accent so he fits in better. God.
Assimilate, James.
Fuck.
Assimilate.
Serious.
Oh, that's terrible.
Haven't you ever played Terrorist Monopoly, you know? You have to learn other languages in order to get around the board. I'm just saying.
Each railroad is a different country.
Yeah, exactly. And you're just a little mushroom cloud
that
moves around the board.
The opinions expressed by Danny Paul Hedham are not necessarily those of Not Another Podcast and its known affiliates.
I mean...
Wait, what affiliates?
All of them.
All of them. The one.
I'm going to deviate. I'm going to take a really hard left turn.
Please do.
So, if I said to you guys... Hey, I do a book club video series and thought it would be fun to have you on it. What would you think I was talking about?
A book club video series?
Yes.
People talking about books
on video.
Thank you.
Am I just that smart?
I'm guessing there's a story and I want to hear it.
It's
not much. It's just my friend smokes a lot of weed. And I asked her if she wanted to be on it, and she was like, I don't know what that is. What is a book club video series? And I'm like, I just don't think she's putting the words together.
English,
and I'm
hard.
Just kind of, I was staring at the text message like,
words hurt.
How is this not self-explanatory?
Word pain. Make known.
Can you draw me a picture, please? Because words not work in head.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that seems like an awful large swing and a miss.
It sounds like someone you don't want on your video book.
No, I would absolutely want her there. It's just, like...
We're talking about Pride and Prejudice. Oh, I love that comic book. Swing and a miss.
Wait, where are the sea serpents? Or sea creatures? Pride and Prejudice and sea monsters? Was that it?
I was pretty sure there were zombies in this. At one time? Yeah.
When does Abraham Lincoln come into this? I know he fights vampires.
I'm pretty sure that's how he died. Like, for real, though.
Is this the one with all the little women in it?
Like, well, at least you read those.
Right. Here's hope, you know.
At least. I mean, there's some hope. I wish you guys lived close enough to me to be on it.
Alright, me too, actually. That would be fun.
As do I.
Of course, I'm thinking proximity would be nice just out of sheer principle, you know. Doing podcasts over the interwebs is fun, but it's
well, as we've shown, it's technologically unsound.
Well, that too.
Last week
we
had...
So you just need to come move here.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Are you kidding? Cleveland's like the number one target of terrorists. I'm not sure.
I've been hearing that all day.
They keep aiming for Columbus, but missing, apparently. There's so many big cities.
So many cities with C in the beginning. Bomb them all.
Fuck it.
They got Cincinnati. They've got an entire county called Cuyahoga. So, I mean, just...
Bomb the entire state. Be done with it. Nuke it from orbit.
You know, it's funny, actually. My wife and I were having some fun the other day. We saw this little ad.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, no, that kind of fun. We saw a story where it was basically talking about, like, what average income you would need in order to own a home per state. And so, you know, I was obviously curious to see how fucking outrageous Oregon was. But I was more curious to find out where the cheapest was. And apparently, Detroit, Michigan.
Well, duh. No one wants to live there.
Yep. But in order to buy a giant ass big house that I saw on Zillow, it's a 5-bedroom, 2.5-bath, perfectly restored 1900s house, 3 stories, 2 above ground, 1 below. Big ass yard in front and back, gated off, nice area, $60,000. It made me want to cry.
What are the property taxes?
The property taxes were, I think, on that particular one was $1,200 a year.
Dude,
I wanted to
Detroit.
Cry. Dude, yeah, no, that's what I was like.
I know,
I was
right?
Like, so who's number two? And my wife's like, well, West Virginia. I was like, oh, we better move there quick before fucking Fallout makes it popular. Because, yeah, same concept. We were looking at houses, and there was this gorgeous fucking house about the exact same style, better on the inside than I had seen anything. $200,000 and had a shop in the back of it. So, like, a pole barn behind it.
Here's another question. What's the median income?
The income is ridiculously low. However...
See, that's why the houses are so...
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it's a matter of...
So, you could work in Oregon, but live there, but the commute is a pain in the ass.
I just read an article about San Francisco, where if you're making $117,000 a year, you're considered low income.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So, really, income... Sometimes it doesn't even seem like it matters. People
really
are just going to price whatever the fuck they want.
Here in Portland, you need to be able to afford a median range apartment. You need to be earning about $36,000 a year.
Yep.
No one is making $36,000 a year unless you work at like. Shut up. You see that door? You should just go.
It's the only thing I got going for me. All the bodily, physical pain that I endure at least gets me 40 G's a year. And my wife is right there with me. So that's the only reason we're able to stay in a decent-ass area in Milwaukee.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore.
Well, just understand, I still can't afford shit in Portland. That's
why
I'm in Milwaukee.
Well, dude, you see where I'm living.
Well, yeah.
I can't afford this.
Yeah, and it's getting fucking crazier.
And they're raising
our
rent in a month.
Oh
my last
gosh.
Check just barely covered rent. We had like, no kidding, we had, after we paid rent, I had $1.30 left from my check.
Oh, yeah. That's like a
that
monthly
goes,
thing.
Unfortunately.
So it's like,
yeah.
I was half joking with my boss recently about how, like, I can't afford my rent. And if things don't change, I might have to leave.
Yeah.
Which means leaving my job.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem is, like, employers are, like, they're not paying their employees enough, so they can't afford to live where they work.
Yeah.
So they have to leave their job because they can't afford the rent, and employers aren't going, we should maybe, you know, raise wages to keep the good employees.
But
they're just like, oh,
way.
We'll get someone else. And they end up wasting more money for training.
Yep. And they end up losing a lot in the respects that every aspect
of
their job goes down.
Yeah.
No, it's a big ball of shit. That's what it is. But my wife and I were looking into West Virginia, you know, country road. Take me home. Because I got a PCC
out
there.
I'm trying to get out, get an acre to 1 to 3 acres of land. But I would have to move anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour away from work, which sucks.
Yeah, that would be
Well, you should transfer to West Virginia. I hear you can afford a house.
Dude, seriously, man. You probably do okay.
But then I'd have to leave the people of the show, and I'm not going to do that.
That's
Make
fair.
Them all move with you. You can just get a big commune.
All right, pull your
money.
I got it all figured out now. All we got to do is one of you assholes has to win the lottery and take me with you. Wherever the fuck you want to go, I don't even care. Just
think
gotta
about
solve
it this
all
way.
Of our problems.
We talked about this a few weeks ago with the plans for the nuclear war. You can get an early start on Menstruata Town.
Yeah, dance, meets, and dance.
Well, no, okay, cool thing. friends that like Ryan and I do a weekly game night with our friends. They just closed and bought 21 acres of land.
Nice.
There you go. That's enough for a commune.
Or a tent.
It really is. I'm like, can I just buy an acre off of you and build
just
a
one
little
acre.
House?
Dude,
I'd take a quarter. I'm good. A little shanty.
I want bees. So.
Well, good for you. I just want somewhere that doesn't cost me, you know, 90% of my salary to maintain and still smells like, you know, dog piss. Just saying.
Yeah, like, I'm in a one-bedroom. Everything is falling apart. And while, you know, the front door is secure, you know, and all that, but I'm just...
The front door is secure, but the back door is wide open.
Sure, it's in a nice area, but these places are so run down and they're not worth the money that you're paying, and my rent goes up every month. I am at $698 right now, and I'm like, this is not worth $700. If I reach that $700 mark, I'm like, I need to get out of here. So.
There was a time in my life,
a time, I was in an apartment for $600 a month that was double the size of the one I'm in.
Dude. My very first apartment I moved into in 2004 was a two-bedroom apartment with a fireplace, nice fucking setup, $660.
I had a two-bedroom townhouse to myself. I was renting for about
$550.
In Southeast, just off of 39th and Powell.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my old ghetto, dude.
Yeah, dude.
39th and Powell? Fuck, yeah. I was... The house I grew up in and lived in until 2004 was on 37th and Franklin. So literally just a block or two down from Powell and then up Franklin two blocks. That's where I lived from
age five. We were like
five.
Sort of not even close to neighbors.
Not even, but kind of. We were bros before we were bros. It's okay. You know, the link started there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean.
Yeah, dude, a two-bedroom townhouse by myself.
Hurtful.
From there, I moved into a two-bedroom house that was as big, just one-level house,
right,
for $400 a month by myself. I mean,
now, what year was
shit
this
house?
What year was this?
Oh God, it was like
98. What's it called? Was it a Montana house?
It was a murder house.
Yeah,
it was clearly
that one
a murder.
That one was about 600 a month, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, the apartment Bree and I were in Montana was...
No, it was 450. I'm sorry, it was 450.
Yeah, that townhouse that Bree and I had, the two-bedroom.
Yeah.
That was like 550. Fuck. And that was pretty nice. I mean, it had its problems because we rented it before they had a chance to
fix it up.
Yeah. But
dude.
We'd got kicked out of our last apartment for no reason at all. We didn't do anything wrong. The lady just decided that she wanted to move all her friends into this house that she bought. Mm-hmm. She split it up into apartments, and we rented there first, but she wanted, like, all... She's building her own little commune, so she kicked us out for no reason.
Oh, fuck.
So yeah. We had, like, a month to find an apartment in a town where there was virtually no apartments.
See, and for me, it's a matter of, you know, I remember my first apartment, and my apartment manager at the time, she was a big sweetheart. She kept our rent the same for almost 3 years. And then she got kicked out of her job because of health issues. And that's when shit started to really climb. And that was circa 2006, I want to say, 6-7. Yeah, that's when rent started to climb. So from there, I went from the two-bedroom, which was gorgeous, wonderful, I loved it, down to a one-bedroom, which I hated, then to downtown Portland, which was even smaller as a studio for twice as much as what I was paying for the fucking two-bedroom originally 4 years earlier. So yeah, I mean, it gets worse. I mean, and even the rent downtown was going up, dude. I was almost paying $1,000 for a studio in downtown Portland.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. I mean, I lived in some shady areas in my life, but never as bad as downtown Portland. And they think it's worth $1,000. No, I'm sorry. So
honestly,
I mean,
the thing is, for my money, there's nothing downtown that would make me want to live there. There's, like, nothing there that, like, I have to be close to. Yes, there's a lot of restaurants and, you know, concerts and things like that, but that's what Max is for.
The only reason we were down there was to kind of, A, we needed to get out from the apartment we were in, the one bedroom that I hated, because our apartment manager, the owner, was actually just a raging cock. So we had to get out of there. My wife found the place we moved into downtown by just looking around, and she always loved being downtown. I mean, she had that, you know, awe aesthetic that people get for it, you know. Me, I spent a couple of fucking years when I was a teenager just tripping around downtown and knew that that was not somewhere I wanted to live. It was fun to visit, but not.
Yeah, downtown's not a fun place. Like, if you're going to go, like, my buddy and I used to go down every weekend, and we'd do what we called the walk, and it was, like, all the CD shops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know? And we'd spend our entire paycheck on CDs, like, every week. It was ridiculous.
But that was the thing. It's like, I had
grown up. But, yeah, we'd leave, and we're done.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll
come
back next week.
Now, I will say, having lived downtown, I think we were down there for almost 3 years, 3 or 4 years, almost. There was some charming aspects to it. Like, you know, I really hated it in general because every night it was either a homeless guy screaming at another or a bum fight just out my window or somebody being shot across the street or riot police driving right in front of my apartment complex. There was those aspects that made me hate it and will never ever want to move back. But there were things that were really kind of cool. When it snowed, we had 2 heavy snowfalls while we lived downtown, and oh my God, was it gorgeous. The park blocks in and of themselves were fucking amazing. And walking to a little park down in the Pearl District, it was so beautiful because the city was quiet. There was like maybe 10 cars on the road that you could hear in the distance. And maybe about 7 or 8 other people walking on the streets. And that was it. Other than that, it was a fucking ghost town, and it was beautiful from day to night.
Until that's the only way to enjoy downtown Portland.
It really was.
When there's no one there.
Stuff like that, it was nice, you know. And when we'd go to see a show at the Armory or something like that, you know, it was the streetcar down. We wanted to go get a book from Powell's Books, jump on the streetcar. It's right down the street, you know. Safeway being right across the street for us was super convenient because I didn't have to drive to another store and get groceries and shit. I could just go home. Stuff like that was really nice. There was a lot of cool things to it. But on the whole, never fucking do that shit ever again.
Mm.
Not if you paid me. Well, no, let me take that back. If I didn't have to pay rent and you paid me to live in a nice apartment in downtown Portland, I would do it. But under only those circumstances. So, you know, hey, just sending it out to the ether. I would live downtown Portland if I didn't have to pay rent and you would pay me to live there.
Well, and I love this, and we were talking earlier about employees. Employers need to raise wages so people can afford to live.
Yeah.
Oregon just raised its minimum wage to $12 an hour. Still not enough to afford an apartment.
Not even remotely. And the sucky part about it is, too, is it's like...
And they're taking the transportation tax out now.
Oh, yay! The sucky part about it is, too, is every time they raise wages, people get an idea in their head that, oh, well, people can afford more now. It's like, no, asshole, we're trying to catch up. It doesn't work if you just keep going higher than the wage increase goes. Just saying. You're playing it wrong. We're trying to balance.
Well, I think most people nowadays, like, oh, great, a wage increase. I can pay a little bit more on my bills. Yeah. I still can't afford my apartment.
Right? And that's the thing. Oh, by the way, at the end of this year, your rent's going up again. How much was your wage increase? Like $1.50? Well, your rent's going up like $20.
Yeah.
A month.
$20.
Well, I hit a really lucky spot financially. I paid off my car. I at the end of 2017, you know, my performance evaluation was the highest in our group. So I did get, I got a promotion. I got I got a really big bonus that allowed me to pay off my car early, and I got a raise. So
you know,
paying off my car and getting a raise at the same time, I'm like, and this isn't a brag because I'm trying to move and I'm trying to get a house. So I'm going to be right back to where I was anyway. But this just means I can afford a little bit more and something that's not in the ghetto where I'm going to get shanked at night while I'm, you know, walking my dogs.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I have I actually have money I can put into savings.
Right.
And I don't have to dip into my savings to cover that month's rent, even though my savings is like average $100. And I'm just like, God damn it.
You know what I find?
You just can't keep anything in there. Now I can put money in the savings and keep it there, and I can overpay on my bills. And I'm like, oh, what is this? So, you know, I just am very lucky at this moment. So I'm going to try to find a house that's going to be about the same as my rent. But now that I know I can pay this much.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a really nice feeling.
Well,
but,
you know
what I find funny?
I had two jobs and I still wasn't making it. I was making barely enough.
What I find funny about this whole thing, Samantha, is as much as you hate your job, you do it really well.
Right. You actually put in effort.
Pride in what you do, even if you hate it. I'm being paid to do a job. I'm going to
do
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the mentality. And, you know, it's the same thing for me. Honestly, I'm very, 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 very fortunate that I have a wife who is excruciatingly strict about the books.
Yeah.
Almost to a fault in a lot of ways. But, you know, the thing about it is although, you know, like this last couple of weeks I've been off work. The first week, I only had 3 days worth of work covered as far as hours were concerned. I had to chew the last of that week without any pay coming towards me. And then the second week was almost completely nothing. I'm very fortunate in that my wife, being as sticklerish as she is, that did not completely break us. It got us down into a little bit more uncomfortable zone than we usually like to be. But we are far from broken, you know. It's like our savings account is still sitting, I want to say right where it is right now. I think we're holding on to close to like $2,000 in savings. And I think our normal checking account is somewhere up in $1,000 or something like that. So, I mean, we're okay. We're not great. And rent's coming up this week, so that's going to change real quick. But
yeah, my rent just came out.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, like, this week we're going to take a big hit to what we normally have, but we're still going to be well above water, if only just barely. And,
yeah.
You know, once I start getting my paychecks back, you know, this next week is going to suck because I'm getting paid for last week, and last week I got nothing. So, yeah, this next week is going to be kind of hard.
Enjoy
but the week
that
after that,
Taco Bell.
My wife won't let me buy Taco Bell. She's like, we're going to the store and we're going to buy stuff to make tacos.
Oh, hey, speaking of Taco Bell, I saw this today and I thought you guys might get a kick out of it.
Huh.
So San Diego Comic-Con is coming up in a couple of weeks and Taco Bell is doing a pop-up restaurant like Demolition Man.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the best part is the food is free.
Oh,
and you
dude.
Don't even need a Comic-Con pass. You can just go in and have Taco Bell.
Oh, man. I want to dress up and get my hair done, like the shaved top with the wavy blonde going through it. I want to look like Otho in my fucking kimono walking in that bitch. That would be great. God, I want to do that.
All restaurants are Taco Bell.
You know who I would cosplay as? I want to cosplay as the lady who sold him the rat burger.
Nice. Not bad. I still don't understand how to use the three shells.
I would go as the three seashells.
The three shells.
Oh my god! All three of us should go as the three seashells.
No explanation. Just walk in, each of us wearing, like, looking like a seashell, and that's
god.
It.
That movie is a lot better than you want to give it credit.
Someone else said that today to me. It really is
movie.
Much better than I think even they thought it would be.
Right, but at the same time, it's still pretty fucking
terrible.
They
watched it at the premiere, and they're like, this is actually pretty good, you guys.
Not bad, not bad. Not
I
great,
just, my
not
question
bad.
Is, at the Taco Bell, would I have something when you curse, it cites you?
I know! Well, we got around the three shells that way. Fuck you fucking piece of shit, motherfucker, son of a bitch, asshole. Don't have to worry about it anymore.
I'm okay. I'm good.
Dude, while I was sick, I watched Demolition Man. I was like, God, I fucking love this movie. Hulu has got my number when I was sick because I had Demolition Man, Over the Top, The Princess Bride, and what was the other one that I watched that was just like, dude.
I almost got it. I just saw it the other day, and I almost got it. Riff Trax did one for Over the Top.
Oh, no!
And I was looking for movies to download, and I came across that. I was like, ah! But then
they fucking love over
they
the
had
top,
Jurassic
man.
World, and they had, and this is the best, they had Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, wow.
It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, God, what was the other fucking movie? Dude, I marathoned the
they
shit
had
out of
Last Jedi, but
day.
It didn't work when I downloaded it, so I might have to try and find it again. But
have you guys seen Fallen Kingdom yet?
No, not yet.
I did.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I saw it. Ryan and I saw it last week.
Oh, fuck you both.
I not only did I see it, but I did a movie review for it on the station.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, I don't want to spoil anything for Danny.
No,
so.
Go ahead. Honestly, like I've explained to James, I am
spoiler-free.
Okay,
here's the plot. There's dinosaurs.
Just watch the trailer.
Going to get loose. The end.
Shit blows up. no, go ahead and talk all about it all you want, because honestly...
I was just curious who saw it. We don't have to talk about
well,
it.
Well, no, it's okay, because like I've explained to James, spoilers really don't work on me the same way they work on other people. I don't get upset about it when something big is blown. It motivates me more to want to go watch it.
Yeah, see, I'm the same way.
There are very few movies that trailers bother me. Spoilers bother me. Typically, I'm just like, man, whatever, it's a movie, I'm going to see it, I don't really care that much. But every once in a while, there's going to be, like, a special franchise or a special movie, and I'm just like, I don't want to know, leave me alone.
Occasionally, I will have
that's
that,
fair.
But most of the time, it's like, eh.
Yeah, 99%
I'm going to go see it no
time.
Matter what.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if somebody...
Yeah, not...
If you guys spoiled anything cool about Fallen Kingdom, it wouldn't have broken my heart, because I still want to go see it, and if you guys liked it enough to want to talk about it, that to me tells me that it's worth going to go see. And on top of that, your spoiler is never going to do the theatrical justice, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. And we're all independent, critical thinking human beings. We're going to create our own opinion no matter what.
Exactly.
But I get that people don't want to know. They want to be surprised and get, you
they
know,
want
everything
the, cool,
the first time. Yeah.
Moment, yeah.
Samantha, did you see Tag yet?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I think I'm going to try and see it this week, though.
That looks so fucking
silly. I texted
silly. You
guys, and I said, hey, I just saw Tag. I propose our game starts next year.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still saying you're it.
You're going to be surprised when I show up at your door next June.
Taps you on the
you
nose and then walks away.
Just knock
you're
on
it.
The door. Who the hell is that? It's open, and Samantha just punches me in the shoulder. You're it! Takes off.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
What the fuck?
Come back. I still want to visit. I promise not to tag back.
The one thing I think is really... Was
you spent
really
$600 just to come tag me?
Yeah, and I'm wow. gone. You'll never see me again.
Joke's on you, I guess.
The June afterwards, she gets a knock on the door. It's Jim. He's just all sulky. He's like... You're it.
It's fucking stupid.
You're it. I quit.
And Bryce simultaneously shows up to every one of your houses the same day and just, you're it.
Bryce will tag you
we
with
give.
A gun.
Well, you want to play?
That
okay.
Shoots other guns that shoot smaller bullets.
You're just walking down the street and you get tagged in the thigh. Ah!
That shoots a chopped off finger. You don't know where it came from. Just to tag.
They pull the bullet out of your leg and it's engraved with the words, you're it.
You're it. And it's...
Oh my God. Okay. So to the Menstruata comic book / audio drama, whatever we want to do with it. So it's the future, right? Let's say it's so far into the future, into like, you know, the nuclear wasteland, that all bullets are a rare commodity. They've already been used. So Bryce starts making them out of fingers that you chop off from people who steal stuff.
He's got a gun
and
that shoots
shoot
only thumbs.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that got me right in the eye.
That's what I was aiming for. Yeah.
But the fingernails are all sharpened.
Right.
Yes,
he takes time to sharpen
point.
The fingernails to a fine point.
Unless he just wants you to know that he could kill you, he'll blunt the fingernail. So it just
yeah,
hits
that's
you really fucking hard.
Shot.
Like,
and okay. After he hits you, you hear in the distance, Tag, you're it. And that's the name of our show, right?
Tag, you're it. Brought to you by Bryce, who is not here.
Unfortunately. He was going to be here. I saw him yesterday. He was all excited, and then we got a text. His computer just completely took a dump.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
I think his kid was pulling on, like, cords and stuff.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah. Which, by the way, kid turned one yesterday. It was really funny. He didn't like the cake.
I saw the pictures.
But he did body slam it. It was pretty awesome.
Nice.
He didn't pick it up. He just kind of plopped on it, stomach first.
That's the way to do it. Isn't that how you eat all your
cake? See, I want to ask this question of you. I think it's a rule. Kid turns one, chocolate cake with chocolate frosting.
Yeah, all right. I'll buy
you
that.
You get a snack. Yeah, my brother's smash cake. My mom has a series of photos. He just smashed his hands into it and just, like, rubbed it all over his head.
That's right? What all kids...
And then
right.
ate it.
It's a rite of passage, right?
Right.
So, nothing against...
smash cake.
Nothing against Bryce's wife, but she made, like, a very healthy cake. It, like, it had, like, fruit and applesauce in it, and then she made, like, the blueberry frosting and stuff. Kid didn't like it.
Yeah.
So we didn't get, like, full-on cake smash. Like, he wanted nothing to do with the cake. Here's the funny thing, though. She bought a chocolate cake for the adults to have. Bryce was eating his chocolate cake, and the kid was grabbing fistfuls of the chocolate cake and shoving him.
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Now, granted, you still buy two chocolate cakes or make two chocolate cakes. So one the child can destroy and the one the adults can enjoy.
Yes.
Because
one.
That's how it goes until, like, age 2 or 3. Then they start, you know, having conscious thought, and then you can kind of start sharing the same cake.
Yeah.
But up until that point,
they're
you
not
need
shoving
a destroyer.
Their fists
yeah,
into
exactly.
The...
You have to have a destroyer and an enjoyer.
But it's a rite
I
of
like
passage,
that.
And she kind of ruined
that's it. That's Menstrata's two gimps.
Destroyer and enjoyer.
Yep.
That works out really well. Both wrapped up in cotton.
Mostly for enjoyer.
Destroyer and enjoyer.
Destroyer gets pegged a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wreck it.
That's what she says.
I know.
So the enjoyers for the sensual nights, the destroyers for, like, the good stuff.
The heavy days.
Like I said, that's the one who gets pegged a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad.
Get over here. No.
Do I have to?
Yes.
No, she would.
Mama's hungry.
She would find that one sadistic motherfucker who's like, "Yes, mommy, mommy, get me." And it's like, never mind, fuck you.
Yeah.
Right? Just saying. Found his calling
like,
in the apocalypse. Destroyer and enjoyer.
When, he,
depending
when he's
on what
not hosting
going.
Open mic night.
He is destroyer.
He's in Iraq screaming, "Yes, please."
Yes, please. Mommy like.
Mama's hungry.
We're going Buffalo Bill on it, huh? Would you fuck me?
Yes. Samantha knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Feed Mama.
Is that what we named her as Bertha?
I don't know if we had a name for her. But yeah.
Wow.
I'll give you the backstory off the air because I don't think we want to dive into it on the air.
Good call, good call.
Seeing as that's what got us fired from my
womp womp.
Oh, he was looking for an excuse anyway.
You know what? I bet you he still listens to this show.
I hope he does. And I hope he's nowhere near a radio board because he doesn't know how to use it anyway.
You know, it's really good to see how much you've let go of that hate and anger.
It's
you're
nice
so
to
much
know
healthier.
You've moved past it so gracefully.
Well, I will never forget when he's just talking to me, and then you looked at me, and I was just like so spaced out, just smiling and nodding.
Oh,
I don't think I blinked
such a great,
for like
I was,
an hour.
I laughed so hard. I'm so glad I was in a soundproof studio when I started laughing.
Yeah, you were in the next one. I was just like, stop talking to me.
I regret ever starting this conversation.
You have no clue what you're talking about.
Wow. Memories.
Because I told him, I was like, well, you need to utilize the knowledge that you have around here. I said, between James and I, we both have X amount of years of live radio experience. And then it was just this, I don't even know what he said. I was just
Between the two of us, we had more radio experience than the rest of the staff combined.
That's true. Maybe except the one, no names. Except that one guy who had just been there.
The taxidermist?
Yes.
Two hobbies, taxidermy and radio.
No, taxidermy and snacking. This is my snack drawer.
Is that a real hobby?
If you'd
it seems seen like
his,
a way of life.
If you'd seen his desk drawer, you would understand.
Fair enough.
It's kind of sad because he was kind of a nice guy.
Fair enough.
He was, yeah.
One of the few.
Yeah, there was like three nice guys and the rest of them were dicks.
Yeah,
like and the nice ones were all the other out-of-state ones.
Everyone was from out-of-state except for the people, like the four
yeah.
people who, like the two people who owned it and then the taxidermist.
Yeah, he was local. And then...
And the receptionist was local.
Oh, no, sports guy was local.
Yeah.
He was really cool, though.
All the on-air people were from out-of-state, though.
Yeah. All from his state, except you and I.
But, most everyone was gone within 6 months of us being booted.
Oh, it was nuts.
Yeah, so... I haven't even, like, I've been tempted to look at the website, but to be honest, I can't remember the call letters. I don't want to know either.
It's just one of those things.
But
I think I remember what they are. We'll have to look at that offline.
Like 2 years after I came back to Portland, I checked. Like I went to the website and checked. They had a completely new staff.
Ah.
So, but from what I could tell from the website, it looked like whoever the new PD was actually knew something about radio because it looked like he built a solid lineup.
Yay.
And all the stuff
That's
that
good.
We said that needed to be done, it looked like he had done. So, but I didn't listen to the station because I didn't care that much.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah. God,
so,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feed mama.
Well, it's like, man, you know, I think that's all we said. I think you're right. We never gave it a name. But.
Sounds like a Broomhilda.
I hate not being taken seriously when it's something that I've already done for years and know about.
Well, it was one of those things where he was very clearly threatened.
Yes.
And I know for a fact my hiring was not his choice. He did
mine
not
either.
Want to hire me.
Nope.
And
mine
I don't
either.
Believe yours was either. And
nope.
The fact of the matter was the two people who were willing to come and work there were the two people who threatened his very existence.
Yeah.
Well, fuck him.
But the thing was, is at least for me, when I first started there, I had no interest in threatening him. I came to do a job. And he was combative from the word go.
Yeah.
Again,
well,
it's
was,
nice to see
it's
you
not
both
only that.
So graceful.
Well, it was... Here's the thing. It's not... I have very little anger over
no,
it anymore.
Don't.
Like, I've taken the lessons from it.
I'm just being an asshole, dude.
Well, but here's the point I'm going to make. When you go to a job, and I'm sure you've experienced this, where people who clearly are in a position of power...
Mm-hmm.
But don't deserve that power or don't deserve that position for whatever reason.
Have
and
the
they
lacking
hold
ability.
So tight. Take our current president.
Fair enough.
They have no business being in that position, and yet somehow they're in that position through manipulation of the press, voter fraud,
or just
manipulating
the right
owner
person.
Of the radio station to get the job. But. You delegate all your work out because you don't know how to do it.
Right.
You've never been taught, and it's part of your job, so you just...
Start throwing shit in every direction.
Yeah. And then when people who can do the job well and have the experience, between the two of them, over 20 years worth of experience, and you've been doing the job like 2 years.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, I mean, you literally conned your way into it.
And unfortunately, I mean, I've run into that quite often because we have kind of a high turnover rate with supervisors, leads, and things like that. It is excruciatingly frustrating. A, when I have to break in a new lead or supervisor. But it's really fucking bad when they come back there thinking they know more than they do.
But
because
see,
they have to maintain that persona of I'm the boss and what I say has to go. I can't give, otherwise I lose what control I have, even though I don't know what the fuck I'm talking
about. And that's, you know, I understand that, but the thing is when people who, I don't want to say know better than you, but have the experience and they ask you a question because they're not used to doing things your way.
Right.
And they just want to understand. When you get combative and instead of answering the question, you start talking circles and you never actually answer the question. Mm-hmm. Or in one case that Samantha can attest to, when you ask why something is a certain way and you suggest alternatives.
Right.
And the response is, no, we're going to keep it this way. In front of all your employees,
it
loses respect and it creates a hostile work environment.
But on top of that, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are times where keeping things running the way they have been does work to the benefit. However, if you're in a position where you are the supervisor or the lead or the manager or whatever, and somebody comes up to you and it's like, hey, why aren't we trying to do it this way? It's massively important to approach it as, well, the reason why we've kept it as such is for this reason, this reason, this reason, and this reason.
Yeah.
This is why we haven't changed
it. You have a reason, not just because that's the way I do it.
Exactly. And if you have a valid reason to keep things moving the exact same way, that I can work with. But you just tell me that, well, this is just the way I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, well, fuck you then.
The prime example, Samantha, do you remember this? We got they had a full-on studio revamp.
Gotcha.
And one of the things that Samantha and I think some of the other jocks actually talked about is one of the problems they had was they had the studio monitors under the desk. If you know anything about sound, is that...
That's not where they need to be.
Well, yeah, it's not direct, and it makes it hard to hear, especially when all the studios are kind of in one room.
Right.
And they're not soundproof, so you can actually hear the other studios in your studio.
Yeah, that's kind of productive.
So my suggestion was, the reason they didn't do it was they didn't want to ruin the fantastic wood paneling. Okay. Fine.
All right, fine, whatever.
Can we just put them up on the desk? Now that we have these new boards, there's now a lot of room on the desk. Can we just lift them and put them up? No. Why not? You're not going to be drilling into the walls. They're just going to be setting up here.
Right.
It makes it easier for all of us to hear. All the jocks were like, that's a good idea. And his response is, no, we're going to leave them where they are.
Because it wasn't his idea and he's a big baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what it was.
That's what it comes down to a lot of the time.
I was told by several of the jocks afterwards that it was a really good idea and he handled it bad.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was like,
again.
But by that point, I was like, so, like, whatever. I was like, eh.
Now, I get it in the respects that it's like, had he approached it in such a way. Again, I don't know the situation enough. But if I was to do my DA, if he had approached it in a way of saying, okay, one of the main reasons why we keep them under here is to keep the sound down so we can have a little bit more dampening as opposed to having it up where it might reverberate a little bit more, which
and
might
that's
cause
fine.
More bleed over. But that's an explanation
exactly.
as to why we don't change.
And the problem was
he didn't
understand enough to be able to answer it legitimately. And when I pressed, it backed him into a corner.
Yeah, and he got all butt hurt.
Instead of just saying, I don't know.
Right. Just own it.
Because then
it
could have been like,
know.
Hey, if you don't know, well, let's ask the owner.
Yeah, let's find out collectively why we don't change
this.
Yeah. Don't even get me started about that guy.
But nonetheless, it's one of those things where addressing it in the right way.
I went into, and I know Samantha did the same. I went into this with the best of hopes and the best of intentions. And from the word go, I was in a hostile work environment.
Yeah. Same here.
I'm not completely blameless. I made quite a few mistakes.
Well, you are an asshole.
Well, yeah, but in this case.
The only one innocent here is Sam, right?
No. No, 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 no.
I was going for a long silence.
Hey, I didn't do anything that.
No, here's the thing though, and
no, I had that blowout argument with the other with that other little troll moron.
Oh my god, that was funny.
Oh, I was gonna punch him in the face.
You shoulda.
He was gonna lay hands on me. I was like, I'm gonna have to put this little kid in the ground.
Yeah, that was such a great day. I was so glad I got to witness it.
Yeah, we were the only two there, and he came back in a huff, and I'm just like, whatever,
yeah,
dude.
He was. Oh, and then he went and told on you, too, because didn't you have the meeting the next day?
Yep.
Yeah, little nice. Tattletale fucking.
What a puss.
Yeah.
He's a bitch, yeah.
Yeah, it got really bad. I think they both
His
got written up for it.
His face was bright red, like he looked like a cartoon.
He was a little ginger,
and it was really hard to
and he
not
turned
laugh.
Tomato red. It was so wonderful.
It was hilarious. I was like, oh, does a bubba need to change a diaper?
Uh-oh. I think at one point I even went back and told him like he was in the wrong.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
got all angry at me because I got talked to.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, dude, you weren't here. You didn't see the situation, okay? I put myself in there because they were both in the wrong.
Right.
I didn't take any sides. I mean, honestly, they were both in the wrong the way they handle it. But he instigated. So right. He was in the wrong first.
Yeah, which, you know, that actually does make a considerable difference.
You know?
Yeah.
And I can't, as much as I would love to tell Samantha that, you know, she should have, she was completely right in what she said, but she was completely wrong in the way she delivered.
Yeah, Sam, jeez.
Well, yeah, I.
Well, she owned up
matched.
To it, like the next
well,
day.
I instantly matched his energy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And the cool
and that
thing
was one and of the, typically I'm pretty calm, cool, collected, but he came in.
Oh, guns
beeline
blazing.
To me, and I was like, he's gonna hit me, and I just instantly, you know.
Ain't gonna put up.
Yeah,
with that.
I matched his energy real
well,
quick.
Well, and the great thing about Samantha too was the next day, like when it was just her and I, she owned up to the fact that she went, like she was in the wrong.
Right.
You know.
Got your dander up a little too easily there.
But. Had I put myself in her place at that time,
oh yeah,
guaranteed I would have reacted the exact same
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah. And it's easy.
But then you add male testosterone, and that kid and I probably would have come to blows, and I would have laid him out.
Fair enough.
It would have been one punch, man. He I guarantee, has never been in a fight. He just has little man syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Napoleon complex.
Like, he's Chihuahua syndrome, where he thinks he's all bad and tough. And he can talk a decent game, but, like, no. He's never been hit before. He's never hit anyone. I promise
and
you
again,
that. He took a curling class. No.
Again, he was in a position of power that he did not deserve.
Oh, know? Yeah. And didn't know how to do, either.
No.
Yeah.
So
I did news, too. So when I was trying to tell him about, like, oh, hey, here's some really cool interview tips that might help you, he just didn't want to hear it.
Scoff at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of places wrong with this place, but I look back actually now kind of fondly because I learned a lot about what not to do.
Well, and on top of that, you got to hang with Sam, yeah.
Dude, she was honestly the only bright spot. If she hadn't showed up when she had, things might have gone south a lot quicker.
See, Sam?
You're but I think awesome. I think she realized a lot quicker because she was there during the day. Like, I didn't
gotcha.
Interact with most of these people because I was in it at night.
Right.
So I dealt with them maybe an hour to 2 hours.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was like mid-shift.
Yeah, she was all day with these people, so it was not good. But here's the thing. They had me dead to rights to fire me.
Right.
I'd made a major mistake. And they were gung-ho to fire me, particularly the guy who hated me.
Right.
And they called me and said, hey, we need you to come in early for your shift. We need to have a talk to you about this thing. And I knew exactly what it was. I realized I'd made a major mistake and didn't check it. And I went in and I completely owned up to it.
Right.
and it threw them off. They were expecting me to deny it so they could fire me and everything. And when I owned up to it and said, hey, dude, I screwed up. This is a major mistake. It's a rookie mistake. Should have never happened. Sorry. I get it.
Right.
And they were like,
okay.
And at this time, they were getting ready to, the guy who hated both Samantha and I, he was getting ready to leave. He was about a month out, 3 weeks out from leaving. Do you remember?
Yep.
Just outside.
And he was not going to leave until both of us were gone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And do you remember the idiot he hired after him?
Yeah, Wet Noodle. Yeah, I remember.
He was his college buddy.
Guy shook hands, and it was, I swear to you.
Limpest fish of ever. And I was like, oh, my God.
That is the worst.
Feels gross.
I fucking hate shaking someone's hand who is like, aside from the fact that it's usually like their hands are somewhat cold and clammy. They have absolutely no strength in their hand whatsoever, and their wrist just falls into the shake.
Here's the thing. I think their friendship did not survive this, because like Samantha said, they were college buddies. Mm-hmm. So he had the guy's ear, the new guy's ear. It's like, oh, these are the troublemakers and everything, blah, blah,
right.
blah. And, but I think the guy wanted to make his own judgments.
Fair enough.
And he got thrown into the position of firing us.
Oh, gotcha.
And I don't think he wanted anything to do with it. Because when I sat down, I don't know Samantha's experience with him, but when I sat down, the new guy was doing the firing. And he was not happy that he had to do that. The guy who wanted me gone was like, he was all like just short of going, you know, just doing the happy clap. And I did not even look at him because I was just like, man, if I see you in the street after this.
We're going down, bro.
Yeah. You have made my life a living hell for the last 9 months.
And now I just lost my job.
And because you just had to get one up on me. But like I was saying, the week before, they had me dead to rights. And when I walked out of that room and they were like, we're going to have to think about this. Go do your shift. You know, we'll...
Right.
He looked like I'd kicked his puppy. He literally looked...
I don't know, like... I think they had a plan. I think there was a bigger plan than just that.
Nah, see, I don't think so, because what I think happened is after that day, he started looking me up on Facebook. I think he looked us both up on Facebook, and we were posting about the show, so he went and listened to the show. Mm-hmm. We never signed any contracts or anything.
That said, you had NDA?
Yeah. Yeah. We had nothing. We could talk and do whatever we wanted on our podcast. We weren't using their equipment to do it.
Right.
But they in this day and age, they can use anything against you. And I know what happened was he probably cut up and took like the most horrendous parts, took it into the owner.
And just said, look at what they're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Probably said that we were using their equipment because no one was there, so they had no way of knowing.
True.
And they never asked us. Like, there was no conversation. The conversation was, when I went in, was, we think you'll be happier somewhere else. Here's your final paycheck.
Yeah.
To which my response was, you have 24 hours to get my voice off of the air.
I said the exact same thing.
I was in commercials and everything.
Yep, me too. I was like, you
they
take
didn't do
everything
it.
With my voice off of it. Down.
They didn't do it. A week later, I heard my voice on the air.
I didn't. I should have checked, because if my voice was still there, I mean, we have every right. We had every right to take action at that point.
Dude, we had, as soon as they fired us, we had rights. They can't.
Yeah, but you give them a timeline, take my voice off of there, otherwise pay me royalty?
Yeah. Because it does come to that point after a certain amount of time.
On top of it, they didn't give us access to any of our air checks. So that prevented us from finding work.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't think of that. See, that's what happens when you spend all that time in the military, is like you don't think of these things, because that's not
I was on that from day one. I was asking him how I got my air checks, and he never, ever gave me a response.
Hmm.
So 9 months worth of...
I should ask that, too, because we do our own air checks in the military. I mean, we can all... I mean, we had access to all of our own
stuff. Yeah, they had nothing there set up to where we could get our air checks.
That's right.
We were using Audio Vault, so they had a logger, so we could have pulled them off the logger, but they wouldn't give us access to the computers because they were afraid of computer viruses.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's an excuse because he doesn't know how to.
Oh, I guarantee it. But it was also a fear from the owner. He didn't want anyone using like flash drives or anything because he was so petrified that that's how he was going to get a virus.
He was crazy. He was an idiot.
Yeah. So, we could have easily gone back and I had been keeping a log of like all these events. After like the second month. Like,
gotcha.
First couple of months were really rough for me before Samantha got there, and I kept getting advice like you need to keep a log, dates and times when things happen.
Yep. Right.
I had a notebook and I just found it like not too long ago, and it's full. Like if I had taken it to a lawyer, between hostile workplace suit,
harassment,
prevention of being able to find work because we didn't have access to our audio logs. And everything else.
Yeah, you could have taken them to the
court. And the fact that there was no reason for firing.
Yeah.
Well, is Montana an at-will state?
I don't think so, but...
Because Ohio is, and in Ohio they can fire you for any reason, doesn't matter what.
Yeah, they don't actually need a reason. If they just don't like the way you look that day, you're fired.
Even take that out of it, you still have hostile work environment.
Oh, yeah, harassment in and of like itself is enough.
So, I mean,
it was horrible.
Had the two of us combined and gone to a lawyer, we could conceivably have owned that station.
Oh, yeah.
And then sold it for millions.
Well, the only downside is...
I mean, hindsight's 20/20.
Right, well, the only second part
I sincerely thought about it, but the thing that stopped me was I would have to stay in Montana.
But on top of that... Yeah. You'd also have to float the court costs if they drug it out as long as humanly possible.
And they would.
So that means you might be out 3, 4, 5, upwards of 6 years of court costs before ever seeing any kind of decision go in your direction. And that's under the assumption that it does go in your direction, which is why a lot of lawsuits, if it's cut and dry, most of the time it'll get settled out of court and nobody will ever hear about it. But the ones where the companies genuinely feel like they might have a win, they'll just drag it out until you run out of money.
Or the fact that this guy was friends with every lawyer in town, like I would have to go state.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Which is what I would have done.
Right, but still, that puts you in a pinch position as well. I mean, it's like... legal system's stupid.
There was more reasons to just let it go
than to fight it.
But... I just would have loved to stick it to him. You would have been nice. You're firing me before you leave? Well, lawsuit, buddy.
Here's my company. Oh, wait.
Just small claims on just that guy alone for harassment?
Yeah, you could have gotten that.
Would have been wonderful.
It almost doesn't matter how many lawyer friends you have. If you had any kind of documentation or corroborating stories from more than two people...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many lawyer friends he has, he'd be fucking buried.
Well, we probably could have got Colette in there because she heard everything.
Oh, yes. I still talk to her sometimes.
So, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Had you had at least two witnesses to these harassing events that would corroborate your story, you could have taken it to the cleaners.
Unfortunately, I would... For most of it, I didn't have any witnesses.
Yeah. And that's the sucky part about
it.
But
I logged everything. Like, I wasn't making stuff.
Right.
I was logging everything.
But that's the sucky part about harassment and, like, workplaces and shit like that is when it happens behind closed doors, it's impossible to hold people to. Mm.
It's a he said, she said case, and those are really tough. He said, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't mean to gender assign you, James, but...
We know who the she is. We know.
when I went in to get fired, I didn't have to come in. I didn't come in early. There was no warning. It was the moron that hated both of us and the other moron that he hired. And they were just like, she's not working out. And I went, uh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Like, duh. But like, really? We're across that, no. that long meeting table, and they just like, he just like slid my last paycheck down the way to me, and I slid the key back to him. I was like, all right, bye.
Yeah, see, I kind of did the same thing, but as I was taking the key off my ring, I was like, okay, you've got 24 hours to pull my voice off. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I said the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want my voice off this air by 1 o'clock tomorrow. Because that's the time I was being fired.
Fair enough. 1 o'clock, I'll remember that.
The joyful phone call I got from Samantha immediately following, though, was like...
Yeah, I called him on the way home.
And what was really funny is like, I told her I was going to get fired. She's like, no, you won't. I went in and got fired. I was like, I called her when I left. I was like, guess what happened to me?
Yeah, and then we did a podcast that day.
We did a podcast, and we went to my wife's work and told her, and she was like, what?
Why are you happy?
Oh, she understood.
That's fair. See, even if I got fired from my job, my wife, knowing how much I despise my work, she would look at me and go, oh, shit.
When my wife got off of work, the three of us walked down to Dairy Queen. My wife found $5 on the ground.
Noise!
Oh, yeah!
That's
oh
a
my
fucking
God.
Win.
Yeah. It was like, hey, things are looking up.
Moving in the right That's direction.
Funny.
So funny.
Yeah, Samantha was out of there in like 2 weeks.
A week. About,
wow.
Yeah.
And I was like 3 weeks behind her.
Well, my landlord was so nice.
Oh, dude, so was mine. When I called him to tell him that we were leaving, he was like, did you get fired? I was like, I told him the whole story. He goes, that explains it. He ran into someone who worked at the radio station and mentioned me, and the guy got really awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, so the dude, the guy, the one that hates us, we should give him like a name, like Hipster Soul Patch. Like that's his name. Cause dear God.
I'm just going to call him what Colette called him, which was the chameleon.
No, oh, really? Like she never cool told name. Me that. Cool. So the chameleon,
yeah, she did.
He hired his college, but see, everyone he hired was a white male from Michigan because that's where he's from.
Okay.
He only hired people from his state. He was forced to hire James because there was no one from Michigan that was available. He was forced to hire me because the only other female that was
female,
there
yeah.
left.
Hmm.
Like, I could hear it in his voice when he called me to hire me. He was like, yeah. Like, he didn't – it's very, very clear he did not want to hire me. It was clear that he did not want a female there. Like, he did not – like, he's a sexist, and I think he's racist. But he did not want a female there.
All right.
Well, I don't think he
now,
wanted a
so
female
he hires
there.
His college buddy. Hold on. He hires his college buddy. Dude doesn't even know to look up at the on-air sign. For days, he would just walk into the studio. And eventually I was like, dude, seriously.
All right. I've never actually been a part of radio, but even I know better. I mean, come on. I think my one time I've ever been in a radio station. No, twice. Sorry. I've been in a radio station twice in my entire life. Once was to pick up a snowboard I won from NRK at Snow Job. And the second time was when I hung out with you that day. Mm-hmm. That was it. And even I know better. That's fucking sad.
Well, we've gone kind of long with this bitch fest, so maybe we should close it up. The point here is if...
Don't go to Montana!
Ever.
Ever.
No, I think the point here
just
is...
Just that one part. Montana's beautiful.
That's fair.
Just be aware, when you work at a place, if you're in a position of...
Authority,
don't be a douche.
Serious.
The people working for you are just trying to make a living. They're not trying to make waves.
We're just trying to afford an apartment.
So,
literally,
you know, if you don't know what you're doing, don't fake it either.
Right. Just own it. People who know better will help you.
Suck it up. Yeah.
Yeah, and learn.
Right. You get better that way.
So, that's all.
Yeah.
So, Mr. President, it's okay to ask questions.
You fucking tard shark.
Okay, kids. Until next week, have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com.
For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.